Yeah.
Sultry, sultry squeeze of the perfect pour. Dun, 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 dun. Come on down to the perfect pour.
That's the new theme song.
That's it, right there.
Wow.
Never again.
One
time only. Hello.
Welcome to the perfect pour. This is Mikey.
This is Nick.
And this is a craft beer podcast. And this is the second episode, sort of the third episode.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thanks. Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Hey, way to go, Nick.
You win a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Have a
we
beer.
We did win some beer for doing this.
This is amazing. Actually. Dream come true. Mm-hmm. Here we are. We're back for two and or four.
And we're going to talk about craft beer like always. And hopefully you're going to learn a little bit like me. Like I'm, as from all the craft beer podcasts I listen to, I think I'm probably, of all people on craft beer podcasts, I might be the least educated craft beer podcaster out
there. Wait a minute.
But see, I'm the everyman guy on here. So
but
if there's something funky I hear, I'm going to be like, what is that? So I'm the guy that asks dumb questions in class. Even though half the class is like wishing somebody would ask that question.
Yes.
That's me. That's my role.
The other 30 of them shake their head after you ask that question.
Like, what,
because,
dumbass.
Bravo. Yes.
Oh, you don't know that?
God. It's in the text.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
You don't know your yeast strains? Idiot.
God. Your hop classifications?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You don't mash your hops?
Oh.
Do you do that?
You need a wet hop explained to you? Oh.
Oh.
Go have fun with your Bud Light, asshole.
Did you get that out of a can? Only good beers come in bottles, don't you know that?
So, here we are. I hope everyone enjoyed their repeal day. Had a good repeal day. One of the beer holidays. How many years has it been since alcohol is legalized again?
12.
12? Yeah. Yeah,
14,
seems like it.
I don't know.
12 to 13 or 14.
Maybe 100 years. We should know this, right?
No.
Should we have done our research?
It's more than that. Just because I'm just been watching a Boardwalk Empire, and that's set in like the 30s or something, 30s or 40s. So that's when during Prohibition.
I know nothing about that show. Is that any good?
Oh, it's really good.
I don't know. Maybe
so awesome.
Yeah. I like Prohibition.
You should. There's not.
No,
it's more
like
about
Prohibition.
I mean, there's beer. There's actually a lot of beer, but then and liquor is like bigger. I think liquor.
Yeah, you always. More. I always associated Prohibition with rum for some reason. The rum runners.
You're just all rum.
Rum. That's all they hid.
Yeah.
It was rum.
If only. Because we could do without rum.
We could
handle
do without it.
There's like I've noticed a lot of beer, craft beer people. Bourbon seems to be like a kind of a prevalent liquor for craft beer guys.
It is for me. I like the bourbon. I think it's got a lot of the same qualities to it. You always hear small batch or craft bourbon.
See, there you go. Must be why.
Small, breweries, or I guess there'd be a very small few, because bourbon can only come from Kentucky.
An official bourbon?
It's got to be from Bourbon County, yeah. There's a ring. Anything outside of that's just whiskey, which is, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like craft beer, different recipes for different people. They all change it up a little bit.
See, now that makes sense to me, that why. It seems like that, too, there are some breweries that will make, like if they start going into the liquor side of things, bourbon is what they go into.
Yeah, I don't know if the equipment's any different or any similar, but it is, I guess, easy enough to get into.
I've never been a hard liquor person, so I couldn't even, I can't even remember last time I had bourbon or what it was.
Wow. We need to change that.
Yeah.
There's some really good bourbons out there.
Wow. Yes. I'm sure. There's beer.
There's beer.
You don't need it.
I mean, there's all this
you
beer.
You don't need
here.
Wine. We don't, well, we need wine to get girls drunk, I guess.
I don't know. I think there's a craft beer movement within the ladies, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure. It's
there's a
growing everywhere.
On the Twitters, there's a the beer wench and the beer whore.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
some yep. ladies out
that,
there.
That gets the attention of the guys. Huh?
Huh?
Beer whore?
Beer?
Beer wench? I like.
But the sad thing is they know way more than we do.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What was your Prohibition Day beer? Did you have one set
well,
I
had a Tioga Sequoia General Sherman IPA today, earlier. Well, not today. I've been working
wrong
all day.
With that.
But, yeah, that's all. It's very solid. I had a Ranger as well.
Ranger IPA?
And that's the first time I noticed how similar they are. They're very similar. The Ranger.
Ranger.
Like to me, I never noticed, never thought that before, but tonight it was like they're very similar.
So it sounds like we need to have a beer pairing. We need to do some IPA tastings.
Some blind.
Yeah. See if we tasting, can pull
see
out.
If you can do it. Oh, this is a
the local
Ranger.
Favorite
this
versus.
This is General Sherman.
I will tell you something though. The General Sherman smells really good when it's brewing. That is a very distinct beer.
Yeah, since our last podcast, you got to go down to Tioga Sequoia Brewery.
Yeah, we got an invite and got to go down there and hang out.
I had an invite too. I just had to work.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Excuses.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
So what?
Big air quotes, work. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I got to
so
work,
what,
guys.
What,
I can't
what happened?
Brew beer. So we got an invite, and I had to take him up on it because how often do you get to see professionals brew beer?
Yeah.
You know? There's some, like we said last podcast, I think, there's some great homebrew, but it's a different scale. You mean, you're watching guys brew 30, 40, 50 gallons at a time. It's just a whole freaking other experience. It was cool. Shit, we had a good time.
And it is like, from what I've been told brewing, there's a lot of waiting around.
There is, but when you're brewing that much beer... There's a lot to keep you occupied,
yeah, I'm
too.
Sure.
I got to hang out with Todd from Tioga Sequoia, and he managed to keep himself busy between cleaning equipment or setting up for the next stage of the brew.
Uh-huh.
He actually had to do a double batch that day, so he was kind of out of his element, I think. They're used to doing a batch at a time.
Right.
And one misstep set him back a couple hours, so it was pretty intense. Was it
because you're in the way, Nick?
I thought it was. He was being real nice about it. He said, "No,
oh, really?
I would have messed this up anyway."
Yeah, that sounds like a being nice statement.
Yeah, but he was cool. He let me hang out and bug him and ask him all kinds of dumb questions.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we got to try some of their pilot beers too while we were down there.
Yeah, we've got a couple.
Which we'll talk about
one to try here tonight.
We got one to try
on this or not.
Tioga Sequoia coming through with some pilot series. They're really getting ready to expand and make some new brews.
That's exciting. We're going to have them on soon. We're going to have guests on fairly regularly on the phone or in the studio. We just, my organizational skills not been such that I'm able to tell people ahead of time. Just like a couple hours before, hey, we're podcasting. Want to come over? Gee, you know.
It's 6 a.m. Yeah. I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah. I don't know now, a-hole.
Thanks a lot.
So what we're drinking at the moment, though, is Anderson. We're going, you know, because it's Christmas time. Anderson Valley Winter. Is it the Winter Solace?
Winter Solstice.
Solstice.
You say the T? I don't know.
Solstice. Yeah, you say
Solace.
The T. I don't.
Solstice.
Don't go by me because it's Solstice.
Yeah.
Is it Winter Solstice seasonal
freaking
ale?
Weirdo.
It's
the season.
Yeah.
It's December finally.
And
right?
it's oh hell yeah it is. Oh,
okay.
It's pretty good. It's like I got a lot of berry from it, but apparently there isn't any berry in it.
Snowberry.
Yeah, but there's the licorice. There's a black licorice flavor in there.
It's a good thing they include a list of things that's not in the beer.
Not?
Not in the beer. What is not in this beer? Berries. Exclusively.
Well, berries. If you said there's berries in this beer, you're an idiot.
You are completely wrong. Try again. No, great beer. Anderson Valley. Doing some cool stuff. Caramelized malty and spicy aromas. How's that? Tasty. It is good, but the licorice is hidden. It does taste more like a berry than a bitter black licorice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it changed a little bit as it warmed up, too. I see what you're saying now.
See?
We're also, looks like we're going to try some New Belgian Snow Day after that.
Yeah. I'm already ready for that.
That's crack it open, then. What the heck are we waiting
yeah,
for?
Yeah, really.
I guess I'm
Have you been drinking any seasonals yet?
No,
winter stuff?
Nothing specifically seasonal. I've been drinking some porters lately. Porters.
It's that time of year, apparently.
Yeah.
Porters are big in the winter.
And the shelves have exploded. I found more coffee porters, coffee stouts, and vanilla is huge right now. Vanilla bean porters are coming around pretty...
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal.
It is, and it's really cool because there's some great ones out there. I had one tonight. I declared it my prohibition beer. It was Ballast Point.
Okay.
Victory at Sea is their vanilla...
Do you know where Ballast Point is out of?
They're out of San Diego.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And they're known for their IPAs. You might want to check out their IPAs if you're into...
I will.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing. I don't know. I've heard stories.
Am.
And this one was killer.
Where did you get it at?
I got it at BevMo.
Okay.
They started with their IPA. They only had one Ballast Point for a long time, and I went there a few days ago, and all of a sudden their shelf had four different varieties from them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So changing
I
it
loaded up. Yeah.
Because I haven't noticed the last couple times I've been in, I didn't notice, maybe I'm going in too much. I didn't notice a change too much of anything different. So
I don't know. I guess it depends on what they can get or what they're brewing at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of these seasonal beers they make, if they make a lot of it, if they just make a few cases and it's hard to get them. But there's some new ones coming around.
I pour some Snow Day here from Belgium. Their winter ale. Oh, it's pretty dark.
I'm gonna see if you can guess what this is, because I couldn't guess it at first.
Oh, what's,
I've had this one before.
Oh,
what style of beer it is?
Oh, what style?
Yeah,
it's.
He's reading the label.
No, I'm not. I was looking. I just saw it as 6.2%. It's a. Dark and carbly.
Yeah.
Carbly coloring. Yeah, holy shit.
The opposite of what you like.
It is dark. Let's see if... It's very doubtful I'm going to be able to guess what
I was completely thrown off by this one. I actually had to ask someone what the heck this was all about.
Wow. I'm tasting smokiness. Am I wrong?
Smoky?
Yeah.
Maybe. That could be. I don't know. They don't have a what's not in this beer list on here. They just say raise your glass. Facebook.com.
Wow.
New
I can't.
Belgium. So winter ale. Oh, it says winter ale. Okay. I was told this is a black IPA.
Huh.
I thought it was almost a porter at first, which is probably going to make me sound really dumb. But
tastes like a porter to me.
But this is, I guess, considered a black IPA from the experts.
Wow. I'm not getting IPA at all.
You don't get the hops?
Mm-mm.
Smell it real quick. Just take a big old whiff of that. I smell hops right off the top. No?
I'm not getting it.
Nothing?
I've had a cold,
sure,
so I don't know.
Like
maybe that's affecting it.
Uh-oh. Bad beer tasting etiquette.
Very different from
Anderson Valley, though.
I can't. Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. It's like a complete...
opposite.
even though these are supposed to be kind of the same kind of style, or I guess, but they're completely different. See, I can't get off the smoky. See, we're smelling something different.
Yeah. I have tainted glass. Your glass not clean, sir.
Yeah. The same glass. Damn. Infected glass.
What do you think about the Sam Adams winter pack? Have you ever tried those?
I tried one seasonal, and it was all right.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Like most Sam Adams things, it was like, meh.
Pretty even tempered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing surprising, but nothing you're willing to throw out on it, huh?
So what else have you been caught drinking since the last podcast? I've been drinking. I went to Eureka Burger.
Oh yeah,
and there, I tried to get like four different beers that they were out of, that they're on their menu and on their board.
I'd like the flight of the beers you're out of, please.
I think the waitress was getting pretty frustrated, like not necessarily at me, but just like that. It was four different beers that were on their menu, or one was on the board.
You should get a free like side of fries. Three of them that are on their menu,
they did not have. They're out of, and they don't have like an extensive. They have a nice beer menu for beer, but it's not extensive.
Not extensive. So what, like 20 taps, maybe.
That was a lot. That's a lot of beer
to be out of.
To be out of.
So if they had 20 taps, that's a fifth of.
Yeah,
of their selection.
I mean, that's the ones I try. Who knows what else would they're out of?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
And their bottle selection, I don't think
it's
any more extensive.
No, they have like four or five, I think.
Yeah.
I think the bottles are just like kind of a rotating thing. It's not like they offer the same bottles all the time.
No, they get a case or two in, right. And when they're out, they're out.
That's one of them. Well, that's one of them I asked for, and they're out, but, ah.
Wow. So four.
I'm just saying.
So now the challenge is on. Can you do more than four beers that they're out of?
Yeah, right. I set the record. Somebody try and break that record of asking for
your face is now
turned
on the
down
wall.
For four different beers. But so I've had you talked about the Double Jack last time, the Firestone.
Yes.
I had not had it in a while, and I kind of forgot
tap.
About it. No, they didn't have it.
That was one of their out of.
Yeah. But I got it at the Fig Tree Liquor here.
Fig Tree.
It was really good. It was better. It was like real citrusy. And,
yeah.
And I liked it a lot. I'm back on the Double Jack.
The double IPAs haven't let me down yet. I like them a lot.
Also had a Full Sail IPA. I went to Save Mart.
I haven't had anything from them yet. How are they?
Oh, I love Full Sail. But it wasn't the same because we went to the actual brewery, Full Sail, in Hood River, Oregon. And it wasn't quite the same because I had not had one since we went to the brewery. So it wasn't quite the same, but like as having it at the brewery, I remember it being a lot better. But it was still a solid IPA.
Even off the shelf, it's a good one to pick up. Huh?
Firestone Pale 31.
Nice. Everyone
knows that's a solid pale.
Very hoppy beer, from what I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of citrus on that one.
Mm-hmm. Like a lighter, very, very toned down version of the Double Jack, I guess.
Yeah.
Could say.
Maybe. That kind of makes sense. I mean, it seems more coastal. Like, they kind of captured that a little bit in their beer. Versus Sierra Nevada have more of a mountain type aspect to their beer.
Right. I had a Daytime from Lagunitas.
You finally found the Daytime.
Yeah.
Huh? Or have you tried that one before?
I had that. I had a Eureka Burger. Yeah, I've had that before. But
I tried that
for
the first
time. It's really good. Like
last month at
light
Spokey.
IPA. Yeah. I mean, it tastes like a full IPA.
Yeah, and it's only 4%. It's a total session beer.
It's good.
A sesh.
It's.
I'm gonna abbreviate unnecessarily.
It's a sesh, bro.
It's a sesh.
It's a sesh. It's how we do it in California.
But tons of flavor. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
Of course, all the Tioga Sequoias.
Yeah,
a lot of the. General Charmin.
I don't know if we're ready to dive into that yet, but they got some new stuff coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we'll have to get that before we're out of here for sure.
I've been finishing off my November harvest season beers. I haven't gotten into the winter beers wholeheartedly yet.
You still got a lot of drinking to
I got get some catching done. Up to do. I finished off my last Sierra Nevada Northern Harvest the other day. It was really good.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I did, though. I think it was starting to...
Starting to turn, yeah.
So I'm glad I finished that one off. We've been drinking the State Ale, too, from Sierra Nevada. That showed up at Whole Foods a couple weeks back. Mm. I don't know. I hope they still have some. That's the other organic beer that Sierra Nevada makes, and it's wet hopped.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good estate ale. They grow the hops on site. That's the big deal about that beer. One of the few breweries to grow the hops and brew them and wet hop them all in the same week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool beer. They wax seal the top. I think it's kind of cool how they do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keep the freshness.
Sure.
Fresh. So, I've been finishing off. It does nothing but make it harder to open. Yeah.
It looks cooler. Like it's doing something.
So I went to BevMo and stocked up on my winter beers. Lagunitas has a cappuccino stout.
Ooh.
I'm looking to try.
Did you get it? Or
I bought it, yeah. I haven't tried it yet. It's in the fridge waiting to try. The Ballast Point was the first one
I've tried. Aren't those a little bit more like the porter kind of stuff you can just wait on more?
Yeah.
Those you can just kind of...
If it's
hang out, if it's let got them some just
significant ABV to it, yeah, you could let them hang out for 6 months to a year.
It seems like all the stuff that's the more hoppier, than the fresher you want to drink it.
Yeah, as soon as you get it, drink it.
Drink it. Drink that shit.
Don't savor it. Drink it.
don't Bogart it. Don't just Bogart it. Drink it.
Drink it already. Yeah, so the stouts and the porters, there might be a few IPAs you can sell her, but yeah, the stouts and the porters, they do well for sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Not sitting around. That sounds lazy.
They're not being lazy. They're doing stuff.
Yeah, they're
whatever it is, the yeast and the sugars are bettering down themselves or whatever they're doing. Yeah.
It's like going to college, you're bettering yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are there any updates on the couple of stone beers we talked about last time? We're trying to find the one, the drink by 12/21/12.
I haven't seen them yet. I went to...
The Stone Vertical Epic Ale.
I haven't been everywhere yet. I've been to Cost Plus, BevMo, and a few liquor stores. I haven't seen either. The Vertical's probably the first to show up. Because it's a closer date. We're only 6 or 7 days away from the Vertical date.
Yeah. Or we got to drink it. Find it and drink it.
Find it and drink it. Drink it down.
Because it's like illegal to drink it after that date.
Yeah.
21st or whatever.
No, not the Vertical. Well, don't be silly.
Stone. Not the Vertical.
Not the Vertical.
Stone will arrest you. Have you arrested?
The prohibition's back.
Yeah.
Is that it?
As far as
drink
dated
this beer.
Beer
by this date. Yeah. Or get arrested.
It's like milk.
But the Vertical, you got me thinking Vertical now. The Enjoy By, I haven't seen or heard anything about. I heard Fresno Brewing Company is going to do an apocalypse party.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to try and score some. Either he's hoping, if the apocalypse is true, that we clear out his inventory, or just an excuse to get people to come downtown and hang out.
When is that? When is the apocalypse? When's the last day on Earth, Nick?
12/21.
Oh, yeah, that's the 21.
Yeah.
Duh.
The mirroring of the numbers.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Damn it.
I wonder if I should just get have people give me my Christmas gifts then so I can enjoy them.
You should, absolutely.
Because that would suck.
Because they're all going to be beer, right? All your gifts.
This year, I think it's probably going to be beer heavy, yeah.
Beer. Get me beer and beer, please.
Beer. Just give me beer.
And some beer.
That's easy. When you've got a beer drinker in your family that, you know, the craft beer drinker, easy, man. You can just get them beer. Of course, sometimes when, you know, people that don't understand craft beer, they might get you, you know, something like freaking Bud Platinum. Like, oh, this Bud Light Platinum, it's platinum. So he'll love this. It's like a special beer, a specialty beer.
Specialty, yeah.
Like, here you go. Yeah, but it's like in platinum.
A cobalt blue bottle. 12
pack. Oh, great. Thanks.
Why the blue bottle, though? What does the blue do?
You don't know.
I don't know.
Makes it
I like
ass.
It, though. I freaking love it.
Oh, you what did you just say?
Nothing.
You love Bud Light Platinum?
I love the bottle. That's my dilemma. I want to buy the bottle so bad.
Oh.
But I know what's inside, and I don't know. I know
what's inside, even
my plants would turn
off.
It away. My plants would be like, I'm dying.
It's a good plant killer. A good weed probably weed kills weeds. Killer, huh?
No, weeds will thrive off just, that
shit. They're all, but like platinum, going to grow bigger.
Much bigger.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I saw a sign the other day.
Yeah.
Stella Artois, 600 uh-huh. years of brewing experience.
600?
Can you imagine?
Those lying sons of bitches.
I don't even know what to do with that. Like, because you know it's made just like any other beer is today.
Yeah.
And shouldn't 600 years Water mean you have yeast. The epic beer of all time? Like, we've
been
doing this.
Oh, you're saying
this
like they should be embarrassed.
Oh, how long you've been doing this?
Wow.
12
this
years?
Is what you came up with yeah. after 600 years? What the frick?
What do you do with that? That's some hell of advertising.
I like
Not
Stella,
many can make
though,
that claim.
Gonna...
Stella's a good beer.
You know,
I don't mean you're... to knock them. I just saw that
no,
sign
no,
on the
no,
back
no.
of the truck.
I know what you're saying.
That was,
I know.
That was pretty
When you're going
mesmerizing.
Against, when you're, you know, saying...
I probably should have been paying attention to my driving because I was on the freeway.
Yeah, really. If I'm going to have a Stella or a Budweiser, I think I'm going to have a Stella.
What do you do with that? I don't know.
But isn't it tough, though, like, once you're in this craft beer thing to even drink, like, one of those beers, like, I don't want to waste those calories. I don't want my liver and
better things to do.
Yeah, I could be using those calories for something important, like a good beer. And like, why? Just I'm just now I'm at a point I'm just like, if like that's the only beer, like I'm just like, I'll just drink soda. I'll drink a Diet Coke. I don't need to drink beer that bad. Like I want to save those calories for when I drink a real beer.
Important calories. Yeah. You're calorie counting, are you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, all right.
See, when your metabolism slows like mine does, Nick, you're old.
What?
You have to watch out for
Who's
that.
Who's old? Sons of bitches.
I'm old.
Lied to again. I don't know. Maybe. I think I'd rather have a beer than a soda, though. If we're talking calorie counting, even a regular beer.
It depends on the situation. If I'm at a wedding and all there is you know, because sometimes usually a wedding will have like a Bud Light and a Heineken. Like Heineken will be the high-end beer. And then it will be like Bud Light and Heineken will be your choices.
That's
and then you
true.
Have to have a Heineken.
Yeah.
And like at that something
and then
like
you're
that.
All full and bloated.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. I'll drink beer. But if I'm just going out to eat and just for, you know, we're just going out to eat and you know, maybe the restaurant just has your standard tap of standard beers. I'm at a point now where I'm just like, I'll just have a soda. I'll just have a Diet Coke.
See, here's what I've been just I don't know. Whoa, that was weird. We'll edit that.
What happened? What happened?
Brain fart.
Oh, okay.
So,
I thought
calories.
It was an
earthquake. calories, but also, like when you're at Wahoo Fish Tacos, you ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay. So they offer $2 drafts.
Yeah. Okay.
So, a soda is $1.75.
Yeah,
and you
now,
get a Dos Equis or a
see?
Blue Moon.
Yeah,
for $2,
and now
then,
you're
and you're looking at calories versus dollars. I guess that's what I'm thinking.
Now
about.
You're convincing me. Well, yeah, that's in that situation. Now I'm like, all right, I will get beer regardless of what beer it is.
So what about a dollar more? What if the beer is $3 and the soda is
$2? If I'm not, you know, if I'm in a situation where I can have some beer. Then yeah, I think I'm wow. yeah I'm going for with that the
going
beer
going for the beer
yeah
there is so much situational stuff going on with the beer
it's kind of
there's a we need an algorithm
you could,
to figure
yeah.
this out
you
is
could,
there any mathematician craft beer drinkers out there
you could that could be a segment on here come up with the situation and
price
will
versus
you
calorie
drink?
Versus situation
you have to get up early you are out with your child
you have the keys to
but
the car.
The but the beer is $2.
What do you do?
What do you do?
This is a Nightline episode.
Stella Artois.
$2.
$2 Stellas all
Pepsi
night.
Cola, $2.50.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Salud. You're getting tired and you need caffeine, but there's $2 beers.
Beer is cheaper. What do you
beer.
Do?
Beer.
Beer. Beer, beer, beer.
I'm going to try this snow day again.
You're still on the snow day. I went back to the Anderson Valley just for a taste. Just to see.
Yeah, just to see. I like the Anderson Valley winter solstice over the New Belgium snow day.
We have a declared winner.
As far as my tastes go, yeah. I'm not saying either one's better than the other, but as far as my tastes go.
I would have picked the exact opposite for you.
Wow.
Being an IPA drinker that you are.
See, I'm not. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of either, to tell you the truth. But
lesson learned.
Yep.
Here we are.
Get some water to cleanse that, because I'm getting ready for that Tioga Sequoia special.
We're going to break that out pretty soon. I'm glad we got to do that. You will definitely have to not work.
I know.
As you said.
Now, got invited to Fresno's homebrewer club, the Warthogs. We got invited. Tioga Sequoia is a couple times a year they host their meeting.
Yeah, they're going to have the next meeting at the brewery.
At the brewery, and they... The dog's whining.
Whoa, the dog is not happy with that. He does not approve of the Warthogs.
And got him there nice enough to invite us to that, to hang out and check it out. And now I have to work again. So
son of a...
Nick's going to have to represent.
Oh, great.
You're going to have to pull your iPhone out and just do tons of interviews.
I'm going to have to not be shy about doing interviews with my iPhone. The acoustics are horrible in there.
Yeah.
It's all cement.
They aren't great for...
It is a really cool place, though. They've got a really neat setup.
They're building out, man. Getting bigger.
Getting ready to expand. It's
going
to
be exciting.
Adding some new fermenters, a whole new bottling line. They're getting ready to bottle some beers. They're going to be serious. In the next year, they're planning some great new things for the Fresno area.
We're going to have them on soon.
Very soon. Yeah, we got to brew that brown ale with Todd, and he's very knowledgeable and very willing to answer dumb questions that I have about brewing beer. And I can't wait to have him on. And hopefully we get to work it out where we could do a taste testing of the beer we did while he's on here.
So he could
tell us
doable.
About it, and we could drink it all at the same time.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, coming up, their latest beer, they're getting ready to release a cocoa vanilla porter, pilot number 20, as they call it right now.
That's the working title.
That's the working title of this beer. Is the recipe is pilot number 20, but the working title is cocoa vanilla porter, and that's their next big release. If you've been around Fresno, you've seen the General Sherman, and you've seen the double dry hopped version of that beer too.
Very good.
They are getting ready to bottle the double dry hop version of that. It's popular enough now.
Nice.
They're getting to go ahead
and buy it,
to bottle it, and put it out there.
Sweet.
Yeah. Drop it.
And we already had it though on Darktown and here and stuff. So,
but it's good.
Rest of the people can have it.
It's good that people are reacting and giving them feedback and showing them that there's an interest in new beers and different beers.
I'm excited for Tioga Sequoia to get out there outside of Fresno. So when that starts happening,
that's what's going to make it happen.
Yeah. So maybe we should go get that beer out here now. Get that vanilla.
Do we have some interlude
Bust
music?
Bust it out.
So
sure.
I can walk to the fridge.
Sure.
First to Rome and then to Mars to stick a flag and claim your stake among the stars. If you too far toward abyss out to sea. You ride the crest to nobleness or infamy. And like the world before longitude that dared to sail uncharted seas, like the world before longitude, we're longing to exploit these mysteries.
All right.
And we're back.
Now.
So.
What do we have in front of us here, Nick?
So we got maybe not the first ones to try it, but maybe the first ones to talk about it publicly is the Cocoa Vanilla Bean Porter from Tioga Sequoia, the next release from them. This is in the working stages still. The beer is ready, I think. They're ready to release it. They're just working on the marketing for this next.
Nice. We're having something that they haven't actually named yet, haven't done the artwork yet.
Nothing.
But it is going to be coming out, and we're having it before that, so it's something, man.
Here we go. First try. This is actually, one more note before you try it. This is the very first batch. They've done a second recipe, which they've altered a tiny bit.
Uh-huh.
So this won't be exactly what we see, but
okay,
this will be pretty close.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
it's burning me. Oh,
I'm dying.
No. Oh, that's good. I'm getting some coffee there.
Some coffee. Wow, the chocolate is there too. There's a richness to it.
Oh yeah. See, you say that like I wasn't saying that before. Now you say chocolate. Now I'm like, oh yeah, holy crap! I taste the chocolate.
It's a dark chocolate though. It's not a milk chocolate.
Oh yeah.
It's still bitter. Not bitter IBU wise, but bitter chocolate wise.
Yeah.
It's very low on the IBUs. It's only 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm liking this.
I know that because I actually.
It's like a heavy, like a dark chocolate.
So it's a robust porter with cocoa nibs. It's got whole. I don't know if I should be telling this.
I know,
this
might be secret stuff. Watch out, man.
Yeah. We'll just say it has vanilla beans in it. I won't tell you what kind of vanilla beans are in it. But those are done towards the end of the brew, which makes a difference when you place them in the brew, is before or after. This will be a 6% beer when it's on the shelves.
Okay.
That's what they're shooting for. So a good drinking beer. It's supposed to be really balanced. I can't wait to see the final version versus this. This is the early.
Well, this is still good, though,
version.
Man.
Still good. I'm glad to hear you say that because you're an IPA.
I know. I'm an IPA guy. I'm not a dark beer guy, and this is going out pretty easy for me. Like you say, when you poured it out, there's no head.
There was no head, and that could be.
I don't know what that means.
A number of things.
But there isn't.
Well, it could be the bottle either didn't age long enough or.
Oh, okay. Well, it's that freaking fresh.
Not enough priming sugars when they bottled it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it could be that fresh. Maybe it hasn't carbonated yet.
Right.
Which you'll get in the draft version. It'll be force carbonated, so it'll be there.
Okay.
So they're going to draft. It'll be on draft first, so look for it at the pubs and the brew houses first, and then it'll be bottled for the shelves.
You're lucky enough to live in Fresno.
Only if you
were. All you folks listening outside of Fresno, you poor people that don't get to live in Fresno.
So your job now is to call.
Sucks.
Call them.
Your job now is to move to Fresno.
Or move to Fresno.
Call your company you're working for and say, do we have a business in Fresno? And they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then you go back to work. But, you know, otherwise, try and move to Fresno.
So move to Fresno. Because the other thing they're working on, they're working on a double IPA, I hear.
Well, they already have the general
show. No, see, that's double dry hopped.
Oh, okay.
Which means it's an extra stage of hopping to get more flavor, but not more alcohol content.
Okay.
A double IPA is going to kick up the alcohol content.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
That's for you Howard Stern listeners. There you go. Oh, my.
There it is, folks. Tioga Sequoia.
Good stuff. We're lucky to have them. But speaking of breweries, the brewery of this, I want to have like every podcast have a brewery of the podcast.
No.
Which is always Tioga Sequoia, but outside of Tioga Sequoia, this week I'm saying Lucky Lab Brewing in Portland. And they got three in Portland. The one I went to was one downtown. And it's in like this old like sheet metal place they kind of took over. It really reminds me of Tioga Sequoia, what they took over.
Kind of repurposing like some old vintage buildings from downtown.
Yeah, and it's very cool and really good brewery. They really make a lot of different stuff and just kind of change out all their beers a lot. I mean, they just serve all their beers and they have a lot. And I can't even remember what it was like. It was like a pail that we got, but I can't remember the name. And their website doesn't really have all their beers listed because they like try so many different ones.
So they're really lo-fi.
Yeah.
As far as breweries.
I don't think you can get like bottles of, I think you pretty much have to go to the breweries in Portland. But if you go to Portland, make sure to check out Lucky Labrador, Lucky Labrador Brewing Company. It's luckylab.com if you want to check it out. But I really enjoyed their beer and the atmosphere there was just very chill. And everyone, as you imagine, being Lucky Lab, you can bring your dog to the brewery. And so there's like
a bunch
of people hanging out with their dog, you know, sitting next to their table. We'd just be chilling next to their table, or a couple of dogs are like, you know, playing with each other and stuff. And so you're just sitting there with your pitchers of craft beer and dogs are all hanging out and chilling. And they had like hops growing out in their patio and stuff. And so it was pretty cool place. So if you go to Portland downtown, check out Lucky Lab.
That's funny you mentioned dogs hanging out. I know I just recently found out that you're a dog owner.
Yeah.
I'm assuming a dog person.
Yeah.
I have two dogs too.
I have a lab, I'd say.
They absolutely love beer.
What?
Yes.
You give your dogs beer?
No. It was an accident. They knocked over a bottle.
SPCA.
One of my dogs, my girl dog, she loves beer.
Wow.
My boy dog, he'll drink a couple laps of beer.
Uh-huh.
And he'll start sneezing like crazy.
He's allergic to it.
I guess. It makes him, the hops must make him sneeze.
Yeah.
It cracks me up, though. I cannot get over it. Because he'll forget every time.
Son of a bitch.
He'll try it every time, going, hey, what's this? And then he'll start sneezing and go, oh, yeah, that's that shit that makes me sneeze.
Hey, I like this. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't like it. But my girl dog, she loves it. She'll drink it every chance she can get. I don't know if your dog's that way. I don't give my dog alcohol.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah. Is that animal abuse? Are they going to come take my dogs away?
I don't know.
Just a taste.
All right. Well, I might have to try it and see what he does. He's an old dude. He deserves a beer.
I know you've given your dog beer before.
I haven't, man.
What?
I don't.
What
get,
kind of owner
I don't
are
sit
you?
Around and get fucked up and be all, hey, come here, doggy, come here. How can you
can't resist that face.
Come here.
Make that face at you.
Come drink with me.
Oh, look at this. They give you the sad eyes. It's sad eyes. When they want a treat.
He just wants to eat.
I'm a sucker. I know. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Them dogs.
Spay and neuter your pets, just a reminder. This holiday season, let's not forget to
rescue
spay and neuter.
A shelter dog. Don't go rescue for a shelter the dog. Purebred. Rescue a shelter dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Forget all that purebred crap.
Yeah.
Purebreds are always a little bit mentally messed up anyway.
I don't want to deal with that.
No. You want to get him.
Make a dog happy.
Yeah. Come on. Don't be an asshole. All right. We got a little bit of feedback from the last episode. I really like to hear what other people have been drinking and, you know, as far as like something, you know, interesting or, you know, I don't, like I said before, I don't care if you're drinking Budweiser or some crap, but if you've been drinking something interesting. And on our Podbean page, theperfectpour.podbean.com, Pabst Smear beer, SMB beer. Like, it's Pabst Smear, but with beer in the title.
Pabst
clever.
Smear.
You clever guy.
Awesome.
Is saying he loves the show and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about Dogfish Head, and that's officially the beer on my watch list now. I need to find Dogfish Head.
To hit the valley.
And he said that he used to find it at Whole Foods once. So in Fresno, Fig Garden.
That could be.
So
I could see that.
Now I'm going to have to go to, I got to go to Whole Foods.
You're
going to
stock
see.
Them every week.
Yeah.
You're going to go. Is it here yet?
Yeah, you got Dogfish Head. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, you. Hey. You got this? Hey. That's good to know. Maybe we could call
He says
them.
The Anderson Valley, the Boot Amber is a great tap selection in the Bay Area. If you go to the Bay Area, and the 60-minute IPA also.
I haven't heard anything about the 60-minute.
Yeah.
The 90 and the 120 are the big to-dos from them. I'd like to try the 60-minute. I didn't know they made one.
There you go.
There it is.
And we're also talking about chalkboards.
Yes.
Chalkboards are key.
I love chalkboards.
A good chalkboard at your brewery, beer, your pub, whatever, is very key for us craft beer guys. And he says in San Francisco, the Rogue Pub in San Francisco has a great board.
Is that the same as the Rogue Brewing?
Rogue is in out of Portland. Or I guess they do have. I guess they do have one in San Francisco. I don't know if it's the same Rogue.
Yeah. Well, like Gordon Biersch.
Producer Becky said that Rogue has something in San Francisco. So.
Yes, another guest we have to have on here one night.
Yeah,
producer Becky from Dorktown.
Yeah,
because
she can talk about buying because she was the manager at Cost Plus.
There you go.
She can talk about
and
how,
a lady
how you can affect the. How a distributor can convince a store manager to carry something.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mind power. Trickery. Smoke and mirrors.
Also, a good American style can options, the 21st Amendment. 21st Amendment is very well known for their canning now.
They are. I haven't seen any of their product here, though.
I've never had a 21st Amendment IPA.
Yeah.
I don't go to the city enough.
Pretty
San
epic
Francisco.
Stuff, though, from what I hear.
And also, he also mentioned Oscar Blues Old Chub.
Old Chub. I have not Oscar Blues is at Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
I've seen there's a couple canned versions of their brews.
So those are some suggestions he's
saying. That's killer.
Reed saying. Or I mean, Pabst. And he's been drinking... East Coast. He's been drinking some East Coast stuff because he lives in the East Coast now. It's something new to him. It's called a mild ale or mild pale ale, a Bang Hound Ale Works, Lord Whimsy's.
That's intense.
Bang Hound Ale Works, Lord Whimsy's.
I've never heard of a beer with that long of an ale.
And then the Goose Island Mild Winter.
I'm bummed. Goose Island was supposed to have some new beers from Black Friday, and California was not picked on their list. They had a bourbon chocolate and a bourbon, another one. I think it was a fruity beer.
And
neither of them are coming to Fresno.
Isn't Goose Island the one that got bought out by Anheuser-Busch or something?
They did, and they caused a whole ruckus because of that.
It's a big ruckus.
Yeah.
And like somebody's leaving.
They're now
from
big
there.
Beer. Yeah, they got
like
bought out.
Somebody from Goose Island's like, I'm out. Like one of their...
It's like politics. Like they got bought out, and then conveniently the CEO resigned and went to work for the headhunters of the big company that bought them out.
Wow.
So there's some sleeping in the beds of breweries happening.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird. We got our first beer music pairing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On
we
the
like,
Facebooks.
We like music. We like the metal.
We like the metal. So
pairing music and beer.
Yeah,
we'd really appreciate anyone
the pilot podcast,
being able
right?
to do that. Yeah, we brought that in the pilot podcast. We didn't bring it up on episode one.
Yeah. So we got our first unsolicited beer music pairing.
Nice.
Very cool. I think it's more of a play on words than it is. It could work out really well, though. Right, I haven't done it yet. So we got the Celebration Ale from Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
Another seasonal
good
beer.
Stuff. Good stuff. That's a good season.
Yeah. We should have probably paired it with the Anderson Valley and the New Belgian. So to go along with that would be, can you guess? No, you can't. Time's up.
Nah, no way.
Celebration Day from Led Zeppelin.
Wow, a specific song.
Yeah. Very, very good.
I can't
pairing,
even think of how that song goes.
Yeah, I can't either.
I've heard every Led Zeppelin song in existence many times, but I don't. If you played it, I would know, but I can't say. I can't think of that.
We could totally edit this in and act like we knew right off the top of our head. So check that one out. That might be a good pairing.
All right.
Let us know how that works out. And if you got any more,
yeah,
hit us up on the email.
Your favorite beer, you pair it with, you think that would go along with a song or a band, a brewery that goes along with a band or something like that. I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah. Tonight, I picked the Ballast Point.
Uh-huh.
Victory at Sea.
Okay.
I think that goes with Them Bones from Alice. Yes. That would be it.
You can email perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com or you'll hit us up on Twitter at perfectpourpod or on Facebook, perfectpourpodcast on Facebook.
Sure.
I want to say.
Close enough. I guess that's my territory. I don't know.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
But we actually got some feedback on Facebook as well, so I think so.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So there you go. Do all get us on that. And the last episode I wanted to give some more so I guess we should go to the close out our tab here and go to the cheers.
Let's do it.
Because we're getting a little long here.
Let's go some cheers.
Close our tab out and do some cheers.
Round of
the last podcast, I said I wanted to give a shout out to all the other craft beer related podcasts out there, such as, of course, Growler Radio, friends of ours.
Growler Radio.
We're going to have them on.
Yeah, we got to get those guys on. Their episodes are getting good.
And the Drunkard's Call, which is another podcast that they do that is like not completely craft beer related. It's a little bit more of a like a variety kind of show, but they are drinking craft beer during it and they talk about the beer and stuff, so that's kind of a mix. Growler Radio is more just they drink about five different beers and talk about them, and then of course the Brewing Network is the biggest of the craft beer stuff, and they're heavy on the brewing, home brewing part of things. And that the Session is like they're kind of like their big radio kind of morning radio style kind of program, but it's all set around brewing beer and craft beer and stuff. And then there's another show they have called Brew Strong. There's a couple different shows. They're all kind of brewing related. And then Beer Sessions Radio, which is actually, I believe, a radio program back east that they put out as a podcast. It's pretty good. Brew Drink Run, which is actually some marathon runners that brew, just how the title is, that drink and brew craft beer, and they're also marathon runners. So it's like kind of they talk about running and brewing and drinking beer.
Awesome.
It's a pretty
now
good.
Are they any way related to the Beer Runner? I've heard of the Beer Runner. I follow him.
Not
on
that
Twitter.
I'm aware of, but
so,
it's possible.
There's multiple runnings and beerings happening.
Well, you got to. That's the thing, man. You got to find a way to burn all those calories out so you can drink more beer. Maltcast, which I think it's more of just like a brewing one. Beer Download is one of I would put up there near the Growl Radio is one of my favorites. Beer Download. They do it like a tournament style where they put two beers against each other. For one podcast, they'll have two beers and they kind of go against each other and they talk about they try those beers and see which one wins out and moves on to another bracket.
Challenge
Although
accepted.
They never talk about like the end game of this bracket. It's just like, it seems like an endless tournament. Like they just keep, it just,
they keep going.
A beer will move on, but then like, there's just, I don't, it's like a 800 team tournament or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's a good show. Should I drink that? They haven't done a show for a couple months, but it's a good one. Like they will kind of drink any beer, and like they're not like, they don't drink just like specifically something they feel is going to be good. They'll just even drink a crappy beer and talk about it. Then there's Basic Brewing Radio. It's a very, very good podcast for brewers. Craft Beer Cast, United We Drink. I just stumbled onto. I just listened to one show. That's a pretty good one. Radio Brews News, Brew View, and the No Call, No Show. That's also, I just started listening to you. That's a pretty good one as well. So there's a lot of craft beer podcasts out there, obviously.
Holy
so cheers to all those podcasts.
Cheers to
search
all
for them all on
that.
Stitcher. Most of them are on Stitcher. A couple of them just have on iTunes, but most of them are on Stitcher.
So I feel bad now. I only have two cheers today.
Well, that was like a one cheer to a bunch of
to a bunch. And actually, neither of mine are beer related.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So anybody interested in the Fresno area, see what we have going on here, follow at that Fresno blog. Local person here following what's going on in Fresno more than beer. She.
Yeah, I know her.
Oh, she. Okay. So you do know her.
No, yeah. Go ahead. No,
so,
I'm sorry.
Not to spill any beans, but it is a lady here in town, and she's very tuned in to what's going on around the valley and what's happening, and she has been kind enough to follow our podcast, and
she doesn't listen.
No.
Veronica is her name.
Yeah. So anyway, she's promoting us where she can and where we fit in and doing good
sure
stuff.
Sure she is.
Also, I want to do spotlight kind of a, since we're talking about the repeal day and prohibition,
right?
The name really fits, even though it has to do with more with music than beer. It's the Bootlegger's Delight, which
what is that?
It's a blog about local shows going on the East Coast.
Okay, and it was Reed was saying something about that, wasn't he?
Yeah. So this fella goes to shows and bootlegs them. I don't know if he has permission or not.
I like that.
But he posted on the internet.
That's
so
what I did on the Fresno, man. I bootlegged a bunch of local songs that no one gave a shit about.
So there you go. You could find some cool metal, rock and roll, live. If you like live stuff and you want to hear raw as it is performed at the show music, you go to sweetseerecords.com/bootleggers-delight.
I like it.
And you can check that out and find some cool, cool live performances. Bootlegged.
You're on Untappd. What's your name? If you want to follow us on Untappd, look for Dorktown. That's mine. And what are you on Untappd? What's your username?
I don't know, to be honest.
I don't know.
I log in with my beer blog, No Beer.
Okay, yeah, your beer blog.
My beer blog.
Your beer blog, No Beer. We haven't. This is the first time you even mentioned it, that you're a beer blogger.
Yes, I'm very ashamed of it. It's horrible.
That's why you're not.
I log in as No Beer, but
don't talk about it.
But I am under Nick In on Untappd.
Nick In. Look for Nick In on Untappd. In Dorktown.
And
you'll be following us on Untappd.
We check in our beers regularly.
Untappd did a thing now where you can be a contributor and you kind of get more stuff.
I saw that.
Now
the
it's like
update.
A little bit of a controversy on their newest update. Yeah, I guess, which I don't really understand. I guess.
Sounds like you got to pay money.
You give them some money and then you kind of get some more bells and whistles with your Untappd.
Extra badges, you mean?
Yeah, extra badges and extra stuff. I didn't go too deep into looking at it, but it.
Yeah,
so
it is the newest release. If you haven't updated your app yet, that's what you'll be seeing pretty soon. But follow us, check out the beers we're drinking, recommend to us some beers,
and look for us. We're on iTunes.
We're waiting for our first bottle share, right?
Yeah, we got to set that up.
We got to set
that up. Who wants to share some bottles with us?
Share. yeast samples.
Well, we don't have those to share, but sure. Look for us. If you're listening to us, if you're streaming on the Podbean site, or maybe you're listening to us on Stitcher and you like iTunes better. I actually like Stitcher better, but iTunes is good too, obviously. And most people listen through iTunes. So if you're on there, give us a little review and a 5-star. And if you're on Stitcher, give us a thumbs up. And just tell people about this stuff and email us and just contact us and say, hey, you guys suck. Talk about this. And we probably will. We're easily influenced.
Very, very easily influenced.
All right. We're getting long here, Nick. So.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks, Mike.
What else you got?
I got nothing, actually. I'm ready to go.
All right. Cheers. You're ready to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
We all are.
Cheers, everybody.
All right. Cheers.
Hopefully we survive the fire.